there's not much left at all.
Welcome to another edition of Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. Every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, I will take you to places around the world through the music. Two things to mention. We will be here on air until 7 a.m. this morning, and you can follow the Facebook page of my radio show, which is Global Citizen WMFO. And until 7 a.m. if you have any feedback, any requests, or if you want to call in to talk to the DJ, you can call the studio number, which is 855-915-9636. Again, this is Global Citizen. We play music from around the world every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. You are hearing Orient Expressions, Istanbul, 1:26 a.m. from their 2004 Divan album. I will leave you with another Turkish singer who has Kurdish roots, İbrahim Tatlıses and Şemame.
Takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to. Nope. I'm sure you've got a perfectly good excuse. Kids, work. I get it. You're busy. So what better time than now? Let's begin. Raise one finger if you're a man. Ladies, none yet. Oh, count in your head if you're driving. Now, three more fingers for everyone over 60, two over 50, one over 40. One more if you're not physically active. Another finger if anyone in your family has type 2 diabetes. Another if you've got high blood pressure. If you're overweight, raise another finger. Two if you're very overweight. And three if you're really overweight. You've just taken the world's first audio prediabetes test. And if you're holding up five or more fingers, visit doihaveprediabetes.org or talk to your doctor. There's no excuse, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
So that was Ibrahim Tatlıses from Turkey, and Şemmame was the name of the song. It was a Kurdish song. Let me continue with some reminders for this week in terms of musical events in Boston area. So we have a concert tonight at 8 p.m. Umulali and the Garifuna Collective, which will take place tonight at 8 p.m. Villa Victoria Center for the Arts. And the description of the event: hailing from Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras, Umulali and the Garifuna Collective pay tribute to the rich heritage carried forward by Garifuna women, with evocative melodies and powerful call and response songs backed by traditional Garifuna drums, maracas, turtle shells, acoustic and electric guitars and bass, the group tells its stories through music, dance and traditional costumes, demonstrating why UNESCO officially proclaimed the language, dance and music of the Garifuna people as a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity. If you're interested in this event, you can go on our Facebook page, facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo, and click on the events page. This is not something provided by us, it's provided by worldmusic.org, and you will have to purchase tickets for this event. Again, Umalali and the Garifuna Collective concert is tonight, January 20th at 8 p.m. Well, let's continue with more music. This time, we will reach out to Africa, to Niger. You probably heard about the country with the political news in the past couple of months. It's not Nigeria, it's Niger. And Niger is another country in Africa. This singer, the musician, Omaru Bombina Mokhtar, is an internationally acclaimed Tuareg guitarist and singer-songwriter from Agadez, Niger. His music frequently addresses Tuareg geopolitical concerns and is sung in the Tuareg language of Tamasek. He is also a lead member of the group Bombino. Bombino is the subject of the documentary film Agadez, The Music and the Rebellion. Now, we will hear a song from Bombino, and this is Amidim. So that was Bombino and Amidine, a group and a singer from Niger, African country. We will continue with a little bit more global news before we continue with music. There are some interesting things going on around the world. You may know that this year's Olympic Winter Games will be in South Korea. It will start in February. And it's Winter Olympics. So this one has a special meaning in many ways, especially when South Korea and North Korea are going through some sort of, you know, diplomacy that kind of makes things difficult on both ends. Especially North Korean president is showing up on the TV and threatening the US and many other countries around the world. So they finally sat down on January 9th, North Korean and South Korean officials, and that was kind of first interaction before the Olympic Games. And North Korea decided to send their sportsmen. They are sending two figure skaters to compete in the games, as well as a cheerleading squad and some others. I don't have the details. So during their talks, they sat down for 11 hours at the joint security area, which you may picture in your mind is like a border area in between two countries. And a couple months ago, a North Korean soldier tried to escape in that region to South Korea. So these are obviously good things to talk about in terms of the two countries, and hopefully sports will bring some sort of peace. And so South Korea seems to be a lot more willing to cooperate this time, and they are so excited about this political move, and they are hopeful for the future, and that will bring some sort of peace to the region. Again, you're listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford with DJ Mehmet. This show is every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. and you hear music and updates from the entire world during this hour, and also some cultural events in Boston area. From time to time, I try to give you the updates, what's going on in the city. Let me continue with more global news. Another interesting news was from Liberia. Liberia is a very interesting country in West Africa. It's mostly because, as far as I remember, it was founded by African American people who came to the United States first years ago, and they went back to Africa and they formed a country which has a very similar flag to the United States. And a Liberian soccer star is becoming a president. George Weah, 51 years old, is due to become president on January 22nd. He was a long-term soccer player in Europe, and he was awarded as FIFA's World Player of the Year and as the only African soccer player. So this is something Liberians are proud these days, and they are so excited to have him as a president. The only question though, he has links to the former president Charles Taylor, who was a notorious world lord, and Tyler's ex-wife Jewel Howard Taylor is said to be Weah's vice president. We will continue the news from around the world. You are listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford. Let's continue with more music. And this time, Accolade is the name of the band. As far as I know, they are Iranian musicians and young people. And they have this beautiful song, Raskolnikov, that will be on air for you right now. We'll be right back.
گرفته دل و چشماشو یه جمله رو میکنه تکرار خل شده بس که پیدا نکرده تو آسفالت رد گریه هاشو زش شده بس که دیده تو آینه نقش برباد رفتن فرداشو من یه قاتل ساختم تو قلبم بر پنگونه تو سینش همه رو شکل پیر زن میبینه اینجا رسیده کینم من یه قاتل ساختم تو قلبم بر پنگونه تو سینش همه رو شکل پیر زن میبینه اینجا رسیده کینم مثل هر کی که دردو میفهمه عاقبت اینم گریه داره سینه ی قبرستون سر نوشته شو صدای بارون آخر کاره من که مردم یه کاری کنی بچم همون جور عادی بمونه از رمان دورش کنید و جنایت و مکافات نخونه من یه قاتل ساختم تو قلبم یه تبر پنهونه تو سینش همه رو شکل پیر زن میبینه اینجا رسیده کینش من یه قاتل ساختم تو قلبم یه تبر پنهونه تو سینش همه رو شکل پیر زن میبینه اینجا رسیده
So that was a beautiful song from a musical band from Iran. Raskolnikov was the name of the song, and the band name is Accolade. It's not very popular. They are, I think, newly formed, so I couldn't find much of information other than their some music videos on YouTube and some of their websites. But all in all, it was a beautiful song, and I think I really like that, so I will check out their other songs. Talking about Iran, you know, there were some demonstrations going on in Iran, and Iran says some 3,700 people were arrested. The arrests were made during the recent anti-government protests, the largest the country has seen since 2009, the number provided by the Iranian officials is far higher than 450 people authorities previously said were detained. Another news from around the world, interesting one. That was at least interesting to me. The largest known prime number to date found by a FedEx employee in Tennessee. The newly discovered number called M77232917 has more than 23 million digits. That's insane, unbelievable. I don't know what is the largest prime number I can think of from my top of my head. I don't think I was really concerned about any prime number higher than 100, but there are some people out there looking for the largest prime number ever. Okay, why don't we go back to music? This time back to Africa. This is something I newly discovered. Fatoumata Diawara, who is a Malian singer, from her Fatou album, you will hear the song Bissa. Listening to Global Citizen on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM with DJ Mehmet. That was Fatoumata Diawara, Malian singer. A beautiful song, Bissa, very soothing. That's what I like, the African music. That's what I always try to play, African music in my shows. We'll continue with more music, but before we continue, I just want to remind you that we have another half an hour or so left. If you want to call in the studio, our number is 855-915-9636. You can also follow our Facebook page to get updates and more information about this program, which is Global Citizen WMFO on Facebook. Moving forward, I would like to play something from my guest who was on my special edition last Monday, which was also Martin Luther King Day, January 15th. We commemorate Martin Luther King with her beautiful song, Keep the Dream Alive, during the show. And we talked about his dream, how far we came, and what else needs to be done. So my guest, Mei Shu Wai Sroshane, was live in this studio. And if you want to look for that show, you can always find our Facebook page and listen to some of her beautiful songs from her website, which is also posted on our Facebook page. Again, my guest was Mei Shu Wai Sroshane, and we heard a lot of songs from her latest CD, Missing Leaves, and I would like to play Keep the Dream Alive one more time, as it still rings in my head, and I will leave you with that song right now.
Heading off to school one day, getting ready to leave, I heard the shocking news I could not believe, of Dr. King cut down by a madman's gun, a light of hope gone out before his dream was done. Keep his dream alive, keep on pushing to survive, our work is not yet done, so keep his dream alive. Keep his dream alive, keep on pushing to survive, our work is not yet done, so keep his dream alive. On that dark April day, a light of hope and love forever gone away. But King's call for justice and equality remain for us to turn into reality. Is not yet done, so keep his dream alive. Keep his dream alive, keep on pushing to survive. Our work is not yet done, so keep his dream alive.
So that was Mei Shu Wai Sroshane, Keep the Dream Alive, from her latest CD, Missing Leaves. She was a guest on our special edition past Monday on Martin Luther King's Day. So we'll continue with more music, this time again from Africa, from Morocco, Jamal Silitine and Hobby Luck. I did a little bit of a research about this song. I wouldn't call this a research, it's just, you know, googling actually, to be honest with you. But anyways, it has a meaning. Ahwak means I love you, and the song has Egyptian roots as far as I can tell you, and the singer is from Morocco. So I will leave you with that song. It's a little bit sad song, by the way, so I think it will complete the musical selection after we have Martin Luther King's song.
انسى روحي وياك وان ضاعت تبقى فداك لو تنساني
انسى انسى روحي وياه والبعض بالافداك لو تنساني
اهواك واتمنى لو انساك وانسى روحي وياك وان ضاعت تبقى فداك لو تنساني
That was Jamal Salitin and Ahwak. He was a Moroccan singer. Now we will continue with Pınar Aylin from Turkey. And this is Deliler Gibi from 1995. You're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, and this is Global Citizen. I am your host, Mehmet, and this program, Global Citizen, brings you the music from around the world every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. If you want to keep up with the show, you can follow the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/globalcitizenwmfo. We have about 9 minutes left for this week. And I would like to, of course, continue with music. But before we hear maybe the last song of tonight, today, I would like to give you another news from Norway. This was on the news for a couple weeks ago. I don't know if you saw it. But Norway is becoming the only digital only radio country, opposing to continuing with FM radio. You probably heard about digital radio. You can listen to multiple stations under one frequency, which I don't have much knowledge, but I experienced that one time when I rented a car. You could actually tune into, let's say, 91.5 FM, and then there are multiple stations showing up on that frequency, and then you choose one of them and you can listen multiple stations under one frequency. So this is what's happening in Norway. Norway is becoming, they probably became right now, because this news is from January 5th, the first nation to start switching off its FM radio network in a risky and unpopular leap to digital technology that will be closely watched by other countries considering whether to follow the suit. And this was published on January 5th, The Guardian. Critics say the government is rushing the move and fear many people may miss emergency alerts that until now have been broadcast via FM radio. Of particular concern are the 2-meter cars on Norway's roads that are not equipped with digital audio broadcasting receivers, they say. 66% of Norwegians oppose switching to digital radio, 17% are in favor, and the rest are undecided, according to an opinion poll published by the Daily Dagbladet last month. Again, Norway is considering switching off its FM radio, and they will continue with the digital radio broadcasting as of January 11th. And as far as I know, the news continues, they will still allow some local FM stations this year. By the end of the year, all national FM broadcasts will cease, and then they will be hearing only digital radio stations in the car audios and everywhere else. So this is something pretty amazing in terms of how broadcasting evolved over the years, and right now the digital broadcasting on TV is almost took over analog broadcasting around the world. The United States completely switched, so there is nothing on the analog airwaves on TV. Everything is digital, which is in some ways it's better because you can watch quality TV, but at the same time the reach of digital broadcasting is not that far as it used to be as the analog TVs. Anyways, so that was something incredible. I heard something else. Smartphones are also bringing the FM receivers. In the past, if you remember, your flip phones, you were able to listen to FM radio, which was one of my favorites. But then they just removed that FM from the smartphones. Maybe thinking about this online streaming thing that you can listen anything online through the web streaming. But some phones are bringing FM receivers back to the smartphones, and that might be a good thing because it's not going to consume any data and you don't have to receive any connection. So FM radio can be a lifesaver in the event that there's no internet, there is no broadcasting going on, but you still want to hear radio stations to keep up with some emergency updates. It could be weather, it could be national disasters, anything you can think of. So FM radio is coming back to smartphones, and I can't wait to listen to local radios on my smartphone. All right, so this marks the end of our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed. Again, my show Global Citizen is every Saturday from 6 to 7 a.m. on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is DJ Mehmet. And from time to time we have special editions of Global Citizen, that we had two in the past, and I'm looking forward to having more, where we have guests coming over and play incredible music in the studio. And all those updates are on our Facebook page. I'm not going to repeat that again, I know it's been so many times already, but I will leave with a beautiful song for today, and this one is Prem Joshua and Mangalam from the Dance of Shakti album. Until next week, have a wonderful week. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday, because it's early in the morning here in the United States. In Medford, it's 6:57 a.m. See you until next time. By the way, this is originally a 9-minute song. Obviously, we don't have 9 minutes left, so I'm gonna have you listen for about 3 or 4 minutes or so. If you're interested in hearing the rest of the song, you can always go online and search on YouTube.
Sir.